Arguably the most prominent work on display at Vivid this year. Jonathan joins us to explain a little bit about the process. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. So this is your first, is this your first involvement with Vivid?
It is, yeah. I've been wanting to do something for years, so I'm excited that this is my first chance to do something like this.
We'll definitely be getting a lot of eyes. And so how long did you have to create this piece, and where did you start in terms of conceptualizing the artwork?
The whole process really started at the beginning of the year, I guess. My starting point was just to think about Vivid and it being the 10-year anniversary of Vivid, sort of thinking about creativity in general and all of the other people that had come before and the stuff that they had created. So my initial thoughts was I wanted to do something that spoke to the idea of creativity and also spoke directly to just Australia in general and more broadly. And I wanted to create something that felt like it was really uniquely and specifically talking to those two things.
For sure. And it's probably the most publicly displayed artwork in the country at the moment. What do you actually want people to take away from it?
It's a tough one. I think when I created the piece, I really wasn't thinking about the context of it because I think it was so daunting and so it was too big for me to process, really, and how many people would be seeing it. So I really made it with just me in mind and servicing my own ideas and desires. But now that it's up, I guess I hope that people feel like there's, I'm from the Australian side of things, that there's sort of so many different facets to Australia and especially the Australian wilderness, and that, as much as there's a lot going on in the cities, and I think we all tend to face the urban centres in Australia, that there's also an awful lot to be gained from turning our attention into the rest of the country, whether that's regional centres or also, the natural environment.
For sure. And can you tell us a little bit about your process behind the projection animation? Is it especially difficult with the shapes of the sails?
Yeah. So my process initially was to model the sails of the Opera House in 3D and get a sense of that form. And then rather than treating the surface as a two-dimensional plane to kind of project on, what I ended up doing was sort of thinking of it as a kind of a framework to build sculptural material inside of. And occasionally it fills out the sails, and then at other moments it's sort of the idea is that the sails disappear and that there's these sculptures and constructions sort of that exist within that space. So it was a big process of working a lot in 3D and then working with teams of other people who were able to help me put that into motion and then ultimately get it working on the Opera House.
I'm sure. And so you're calling from Byron Bay today, but I assume you were here for the opening of the festival. Are there any other works on display you'd recommend people check out when they're in town?
Yeah, Johnny Niche is an artist who did the projection on the piece of the MCA, and it's a really thoughtful and beautiful work, which is, I think, a lot of what's going on at Vivid is really fast-paced and hyperactive, and his piece is really slows that down, and it's a really contemplative kind of work which just deals with colour and material in a really, really lovely way. So that would be my number one pick.
Great. Well, you heard it here first. Definitely go check out the Vivid Festival. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much.